Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Father God, it is with grateful hearts, it is with an attitude of gratitude that we come on this morning to say thank you for your love, your grace, your provisions. Thank you for sitting high and thank you for looking low. Thank you for watching over us as we slept and we slumber, Father. Thank you for anointing us to win the war, the fight and the war that we had to engage in last night, the spiritual warfare, Father, being attacked on every side. But Father God, we thank you that you allowed us to enter the battle, to teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight. Father, you did not create us to be spiritual chumps. But Father God, you have anointed us to run through a troop and leap over a wall. And you want us to know that greater is he that lives within us than he that lives within the world. So, Father, we bless you and we say thank you and we magnify you. Father, as we rise and shine this day at your command, we ask that you would squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that the devil has set up to come against us and our families. As we stand on the promises of your word to decree and to declare and to declare and to decree that absolutely no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment we have already condemned, we will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. And we thank you for this beautiful day. Beautiful day, God. A day of miracles. A day of financial manifestation. A day of divine turnarounds. A day of your glory being revealed in every area of our lives. And for this, we say thank you. Thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for our 12th birthday, Father. Thank you that we're still moving forward in faith. And thank you for our time of fasting. Thank you that we have entered into this season of fasting, day number two. Thank you for day number two, Father. So, Father God, we ask that as the word of God comes forth on today, Father God, that you will anoint as she delivers. Father God, as you always do. We ask that you will anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, Father, and that your people will be edified, hallelujah, and you will be glorified. And we say, thank you, Father. We are not concerned about Satan being horrified. And you are Lord, all by yourself. So we say thank you over and over and over and over again. Now, Father God, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen again. Now, hallelujah, and blessed be the name of Jesus Christ. We like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning to you, to you, to you, and to you, and to you, and to you, too, too, too. Amen, amen, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus is Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, and God's name is greatly too great. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. I am your kingdom coach on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Actually, I'm not your kingdom coach today. I'm your host today. Amen. Glory be to God. We're going to be taught from somebody else today. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. But if this is your first time with us, please do not make it your last time. Excuse me. We ask that you would have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served. Amen. And to God be praise. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, and we just celebrated 12 years. Amen. On January the 1st. Amen. So enjoy yourself. And when you come back, amen, tomorrow, the next day, the next day, the next day, amen. Please do not hesitate to bring somebody else with you. All of our services are available also in our archives. Amen and amen. All right, saints, amen. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Lottie Dottie and everybody. We here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry have embarked on 21 days of prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. And yesterday we shared with you the importance of fasting. We shared with you the biblical scriptures on fasting in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Amen. So our foundation is laid. Amen. And we also have the five different types of fasting. Amen. And you choose whichever one the Holy Spirit is leading you to fast, to choose. Okay. We have the water fast. We have the juice fast. We have the Daniel's fast. We have the partial fast where you eat one meal a day. Amen. And then we have the absolute fast. Okay, that's no eating or no drinking. All right, so you choose, and it's a sacrifice that you are making, amen, to the Lord and not to us. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Some of you may decide to mix and match it. Amen. You know, some of you have health situations. Amen. Taking medication. So use wisdom, but don't use that as an excuse. Don't use that as an excuse. You know why, beloved? I'm going to tell you why right now as I introduce our speaker for this morning. Amen. And we give God the praise and we give God the glory and we do give God all of the honor. Guess what Satan used to bring man into bondage all the way back in the Garden of Eden? When he tempted Eve to sin. And then Eve tempted her husband, Adam. Satan used food. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? Something to think about, isn't it? Satan used food to bring man into bondage. And you see why you don't want to fast? You see why you make all type of excuses? Amen. Not to fast. Huh? There you go. There you go. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. This morning, amen, what we're going to do for the next 20 days, amen, is we have someone that's going to come every day, Lord's willing, and they're going to elaborate, amen, on fasting. Amen. They're going to elaborate on fasting. This morning, our Pastor Erica, amen, is with us. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We thank God for this woman of God and her faithfulness in the Lord's kingdom, her dedication, amen, and her commitment. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for her. Amen. On today. Amen. So it is she who is going to come. Amen. Hallelujah. And share with us on today. Amen. Glory be to God. There's a lot. Those of you who do not know her, we will introduce her amen, and tell you a little bit more about her after the word in Jesus' name. Give me 1 second. Let me open up the lines. Pastor Erica, amen, can you hear me?
Amen, amen. Glory be to God, yes. Good morning, okay. Good morning.
All right, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. All right, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And the floor is yours, and thank you for serving.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, Mother. Good morning, Dr. Bradford. Good morning, my family and friends, to the saints, to the visitors, those who had just somehow stumbled across this morning's prayer line. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Great morning it is. Hallelujah. If you can hear my voice, if you are under the sound of my voice, it is a great morning for you indeed. Hallelujah. The song that was playing earlier is still ringing in my spirit. It says, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Lord, you are welcome in this place. Lord, you are welcome in this place. Have your way. Move by your spirit in this place. Move by your spirit in this place. Move by your spirit in this place. Have your way. Send your anointing in this place. Send your anointing in this place. Send your anointing in this place. Have your way. We need a fresh wind in this place. We need a fresh wind in this place. We need a fresh wind in this place. Have your way. Now, Lord, go before us in this place. Please go before us in this place. We speak peace, rest, and favor in this place. Have your way. Hallelujah. We speak peace, rest, and favor in this place. Peace, rest, and favor in this place. Peace, rest, and favor. In this place, have your way. And Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning. It is an honor and a privilege to be back before you once again in the new year. Happy New Year to each and every one of you. We have now embarked into 2023. Wow, 2023. It's amazing how being young, when you hear the older people say, when you get older, time is flying by, and, you know, don't take time for granted. It goes by so fast as you get older. As a child, you hear that, but you don't have a concept, a true concept of what time is until you do get older. And I am finding out, the older that I get, how true that statement is, how when you have to, like, go and fill out your birthday on a form and how the years keep scrolling back, like, wow. I mean, you know, I know I'm a baby. I know I'm still young. I'm not, you know, I am blessed to still be young. But it is something how you become more aware of time when, like, little stuff like that happens. Like, you just keep scrolling back, finding your birth year, and it's like, 2023, 2022, 2021, 2020, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, I think I'm right there. I think I'm right here. I think here it is. So I just find it interesting how we don't even realize and understand things until we get older. And we become more appreciative, or we should become more appreciative of life as we get older. Amen. So I just wanted to say that. Happy New Year to each and every one of you. And my assignment on today is 2 Chronicles chapter 20, as we are on our 21 days of prayer and fasting. You know what I have learned in all of my time of fasting is that it has never been in vain. All my time of fasting, from the first time I fasted, which was probably my teenage years, until now, every time God has called me to a fast, it has never been in vain. There was always something I personally needed to get from it. I became more aware of who Christ is and who the Spirit is, and the self-development, the corporate development, the community development, it has not been in vain. There was always a greater awakening, a more clearer, concise voice and set of instructions when I fasted. So be encouraged today, because sometimes when we are in the middle of a fast, in the beginning, it can feel like, whoa, what's going on? I want to eat. I want to watch my shows. I want to read my stuff. And it's just like, we feel that way at first because it's a war between our flesh and our spirit. But once we get over like that hump of it, the hump of the flesh, and when we really tap in to what God is saying to us, we could never reach that level of dimension without prayer and fasting. There is a dimension, there is a heavenly realm, a heavenly dimension we could never, ever, 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 ever tap into without prayer and fasting. Oh, we could do some great things when we are eating, but it's a supernatural capacity that we tap into when we are fasting. Priscilla Shire said it best. She said that in order to have supernatural capacity, you need to be supernaturally endowed from God. So we're asking God to enlarge our territory, to give us more, to expand our horizons, to bless us. So that takes another level of capacity. We can't do that in our own strength. We can only do that from the strength of God. And in order to get there, we need to be supernaturally endowed. And in order to be supernaturally endowed, we must pray and fast. It is demanded of us. It is called to us to do it personally and corporally. And Pastor Bradford has called a 21-day fast. And to God be the glory, honor, and praise. We will succeed. We will get through this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, so 2 Chronicles verse 20. I'm just going to read the first three verses. Amen. It says, after this, let me make sure this is the right one. Amen. After this, the Moabites and Ammonites, together with some of the Mennonites, came to fight against Jehoshaphat. People came and told Jehoshaphat, a vast number from beyond the Dead Sea and from Edom has come to fight against you. They are already in Hazazon Tamar. Jehoshaphat was afraid And he resolved to seek the Lord, proclaimed a fast for all Judah who gathered to seek the Lord. They even came from all the cities of Judah to seek him. I'm going to read that. Read the three verses one more time. Amen. After this, the Moabites and the Ammonites, together with some of the Midianites, came to fight against Jehoshaphat. So three different tribes were coming to fight Jehoshaphat. Okay, that's number one. Number two, people came and told Jehoshaphat, a vast number from beyond the Dead Sea and from Edom has come to fight against you. So he got word, he got wind. People, trusted advisors came to him and told him, hey, these three tribes are coming to, the war is coming from these three tribes. Amen. And then verse 3 says, Jehoshaphat was afraid and he resolved to seek the Lord. He resolved to seek the Lord. Then he proclaimed a fast for all Judah who gathered to seek the Lord. They even came from all the cities of Judah to seek him. Amen. Jehoshaphat got wind. He became afraid. He sought the Lord. He wanted to resolve the Lord within the Lord. So he proclaimed a fast. Who they all came and gathered to seek the Lord together. First things first, the Lord will always prepare you to fast before a battle. The Lord will always prepare you to fast before a battle. For those of you who are awake enough, if you want to take some notes, please feel free to take some notes as the Holy Spirit has given it to me to give to you. Amen. You can always tell when some kind of battle is coming, whether it be an outward battle, an inward battle, a personal battle, a community battle, a corporate battle. You can always, one of the many ways you can tell that a battle is coming is when a fast is being called, when God is leading you to fast, when God is telling your leader to tell the church to fast, some kind of battle is coming. We know battles come usually in any day, every day, all day. A battle can come any type of day. But there are some battles that God will prepare you for with a fast. Amen. So that's number one. You can always tell when a battle is on the arise when God prepares you for a fast. Okay. That's number one. Number two. God is gracious enough to put an alarm in your spirit before the enemy comes. Let me say it again. I'm going to say this just how God is giving it to me, exactly to say to you. God is gracious enough to put an alarm in your spirit to prepare you for the fast before your enemy comes. Think about it. God, there was a space in time. There was a gap. There was a gap just big enough where Jehoshaphat heard of his enemies coming. For him to have an alarm in his spirit to seek the Lord, to fast, and then for the people of Judah to come together to fast before the enemy came. The enemy didn't just show up at the door. Jehoshaphat and Judah, they had time to come together to pray and to fast. There was an alarming in their spirit to come together before the enemy came. So that ought to let us know how good and gracious God is to even give us that Holy Spirit alarm, an alarm clock, to let us know I need to prepare for something. I need to prepare for something. that this is a spiritual battle coming forth, a spiritual war coming forth, and I need to prepare. There's an alarm going off in my spirit, and I need to prepare. As the Bible tells us that we don't fight this thing with flesh and blood. We're fighting against principalities. And the principalities that we're fighting sometimes show out in the outward appearance. It is sometimes something against man or something against other people, but we're still not fighting against that person or those people. We're fighting against the spirit that worketh in them. So the spirit that works in us is fighting against the spirit that works in them, but God will put an alarm in our spirit to let us know, hey, I need for you to turn down your plate, to turn off all distractions. Amen. Okay, so now I want to jump. That was 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I want to jump some verses. I want to jump to verse, let's see. Where is it? That's kind of reality. Okay. So the children of Judah, the tribe of Judah, they went on a fast. Jehoshaphat has sought the Lord pertaining to this battle. And in verse 13, God talks back and he says, all Judah was standing before the Lord with their dependents, their wives and their children. In the middle of the congregation, the spirit of the Lord came on Jehezazel, son of Zechariah, son of Benaiah, son of Jael, son of Mattaniah, a Levite. And he said, listen carefully, all Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat. This is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast number, for the battle is not yours, but God's. For the battle is not yours, but God's. My. Tomorrow, go down against them. You will see them coming up the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the valley facing the wilderness of Jurel. You do not have to fight this battle. Position yourselves. Stand still. And see the salvation of the Lord. He is with you, Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Tomorrow, go out to face them, for the Lord is with you. Then Jehoshaphat knelt low with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord to worship him. Saints, as much as my spirit is on fire about what we just read, it's on fire because when you do a fast right, you understand exactly what this verse is talking about. When you have done a fast properly, you know exactly what this verse is talking about. Because it's a process. I said in the beginning that the Lord is gracious enough to put an alarm in your spirit when it's time to fast. Amen. When the enemy is up to something, when there's something on the horizon that you can't see but God can see, but in order for you to connect with what he sees and to connect with the assignment, you have to rid yourself of the things that gratify the flesh. Okay, we know that, right? So Jehoshaphat has sought the Lord, King the Lord, for what to do about these three tribes coming to kill him and them. Jehezazel gets prophet Jehezazel. He's He's a mouthpiece for God, and he's telling the people, listen, do not be afraid. Don't be discouraged. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. You know, we shout immediately off of that, right? The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. You don't have to fight. Just prepare. It's one thing to hear that. It's one thing to shout off of that, but you still got to go down and face him, face them. 9 out of the 10 times when God has us on a fast, it's not just because he's going to fight the battle. It's mainly because he still is telling us that we still got to go down and face the enemy. My. He said you don't, God is promising and saying to them, you don't have to fight them. You don't got to lift up a finger and do nothing, but you still got to go down and to confront them, because your showing up is me showing up. I'm going to fight it, but you got to show up and be on guard. In order for my word to carry, I need for you to go and stand in front of the enemy. Stand in front of the situation. Stand in front of your problem. You don't have to do anything but stand. And after you've done all to stand, just stand. So As we are maturing in our faith, as we are maturing in Christ, as we are on this 21-day journey of seeking God, as God has promised us through his word this morning that the battle is not ours, but it's the Lord, you are still going to have to confront it. I don't know who this is for, but I feel I hit the nail for somebody. God just, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God just said, let me make sure you hear me clearly. God just said, you can fast all you want. Still going to have to go and confront it. Jesus. God says, if your motive of fasting is for God to confront it, he said, you got it backwards. He said, I'm going to fight it, but you have to confront it. Ooh, that's heavy. Ooh, that's heavy. Like, it's freedom in what I just said, but it's heaviness in what I just said. We are fasting to get assignments. We are fasting to get direction. We are fasting to get bone, to go and to stand and to confront what it is that the enemy is trying to tear down. God is going to fight it. First of all, it's already won. It's already a fixed fight. But you, my brother, you, my sister, me, myself, we, it's our job to go and to confront it. You can fast for all 365 days if you wanted to. You still have to go and face it. I don't know what that it is for you. I don't know what that it is for you. I don't know if it's a sour relationship with your children. I don't know if it's a sour relationship with your parent. I don't know if it's been something that has happened to you and you threw the dirt over and you've just been trying to pray and fast over it. And God says it's time for you to go and to confront the situation, the root of the problem. Stop hickamasayan, speaking tongues over it. God says, go and to confront it this time. This is a new year.
these 21 days of the next 20 days of fasting, God says he's going to give you a backbone like never before to go to confront that very situation that has held you down. This is your time. This is the 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 time. For those of you who parents still are living and you've had aught against them and they may not even know it, God said this is the time around for you to go and to confront it. It don't even have to be nasty. It doesn't have to be rude. It doesn't even have to be but more than one word or two words. So God says whatever it is, this time, go and confront it. He's gonna help. He's smoothing out the path before you on these next 20 days. It's up to you to walk in it. It's up to you to walk in it. My. It's up to you to walk in it. These next 20 days, God is not only working on you, but he's working on them. In these next 20 days, God said he's not just preparing you. He's working on them. Help. For God to be able to smooth out the heart of you and to smooth out the heart of your opponent. God is smoothing the road here right now. I don't know who this is for. I don't know who has been praying for reconciliation. I don't know who has been praying to finally and completely call something done. God said he's working on you and he's working on them these next 20 days. I felt like that broke it for somebody. I felt like that did it for somebody. You know why I felt like that did it for somebody? Because typically a church, well, I know my mother and a few other pastors, typically I know a lot of ministries that call a 21-day fast in the beginning of the year. And I don't know how long you've been on this earth. I don't know how long you've been living. I don't know how long you've been saved. I don't know how long you've been on this journey of faith, on this faith walk. I can assume and I can believe, just because I know who God is, that every year God does something new, God does something different. We can put a new tagline on it. We can put a new spin to it. 2023 is the year for me. However you want to slice it and dice it, you know, God does something new every year, okay? Let's just preface it by saying that God does something new every year. Because God is the God of new, okay? But this year, this year, I don't know what you've been praying for in private. I don't know what you've been praying for in the open. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but I feel in my spirit that most of us have carried some of the weight over from last year into this year. We have transitioned into a new year, and many of us have carried, and not to say it's a bad weight. It's okay. It's life. It's okay. It's okay. We don't got to be all deep and spiritual about it. Many of us have carried some type of weight from last year into this new year. We've been praying, or maybe you haven't been praying. Maybe you just made up in your mind, this is what it is, and that's just how it's going to be. Maybe that's what you resolved in your own heart. But I de-double dare you. I de-double dare you to allow this fast of this year to challenge you like never before. by the power of the living God, as God has told me to tell you, as I speak prophetically into your life, this fast in the beginning of this year, God is preparing you to confront the situation, and he's working on the heart of those who you need to confront. Receive it how you may, receive it how you will. This is the word of God. You don't have to worry about their response. God is working on them right now. You don't have to worry about what you have to say. You might not have to say anything at all. They may just come running to you saying, I'm sorry. They may just come running to you saying, please forgive me. They may just come running to you saying, I forgive you. I don't know how God is going to do it, but I know I heard him say he's working on you and he's working on them. And he will let you know in your spirit when it is the right time to go. He will let you know in your spirit. You will have a Holy Ghost victory when it's time to go and to confront. Hallelujah. This is the word of the Lord for today. This is the word of the Lord for today. This is the word of the Lord for today. So if you were feeling some kind of icky when Pastor called the fast, you should be excited now. You should say, you know what, Pastor Erica? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Erica, for letting God use you. Because I know I was just kind of doing this because Pastor called us to do it. But what I see now is that every day somebody new comes on this line to bring forth a new word as to why it is what God has called me to do, I am more invigorated. I am more ready. I am more prepared. I see it in the spirit what God is doing. It is only 2 days in, I believe, but I see what it is now that God is calling for us to do, calling me to do. I see it. I don't see it fully, but I see it in part, and that's good enough for me. Hallelujah be to God. So, Father God, I say thank you right now for waking me up and giving me the set of instructions to give to your people on today, God. Father, I say thank you because Jehoshaphat would not have gotten those set of instructions if he did not prepare his. There is only a certain level of deep instructions that you will give us after we have, God, removed ourselves from all physical distraction, God. So we say thank you right now, God, that as we are doing our best to obey the word of Pastor, which is the word of the Lord, God, we are doing our best to complete however you told us to fast, a complete fast, a water fast, a vegetable fast, a Daniel's fast, however you told us to fast, God, help us to do that in excellence. Help us to do it in excellence. Help us to do it in excellence. You get the glory. You get the glory. God, you told us that when we fast, not to turn up our faces, not to frown, not to boast and brag about it. You get the glory. And God, I decree and I declare that as you are preparing our hearts for the battle, you already told us we don't have to fight it. But thank you for preparing us to confront it. God, somebody has been looking for a resolution, for a resolvement for a long time now. God, somebody would truly welcome and accept a confrontation if it means that it's going to be a resolvement, that it means it's going to be a mending of broken hearts. Somebody will welcome a confrontation if it means, God, that they can be whole with their family. They can be whole in their relationship again. They can be whole in their mind, body, soul, and spirit. Somebody welcomes the confrontation if they knew that you would go ahead and smooth out for them. Somebody has been doubting the confrontation because they know that they were wrong. And they said, if I go into and confront, this person is just going to keep bringing up the past and what I did and how I did it. God, you have forgiven our sins and cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. So we don't have to worry about what man might say, but we say thank you for working on the heart that has been hardened, smoothing out the heart that has been hardened. For every party that has been affected, for smoothing out every heart. Smoothing out every heart for every party that has been affected. I decree and I declare it done by the power of the living God, by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost that lives in me. I decree and I declare it done. 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 God, I bind the spirit of retaliation that would try to come and to make us feel like this word was ineffective. I bind the spirit even right now. I decree and I declare it done by the power of the living God, that for some, it would be done before this 20 days of fasting is over, because they grabbed hold. It snatched their heart even faster than some. This word has snatched the hearts of many faster than it has for some. And for those who would snatch faster, God, you said it's going to work even faster for them because it was their direct word for this day. And for others, you saying that you are still smoothing it out on their behalf. And we say thank you. And we appreciate you. Thank you for using me for your glory, for your honor, and for your praise. Now, God, we say go before us. We love you and we appreciate you for doing all things well, for being a God of decency and order. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the name of the Lord, Pastor Erica. Thank God for using you. Amen. 2 Chronicles 20:3. Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. And as the Holy Spirit has used you on this morning, amen, glory be to God. Number one, God will always prepare you to fast before the battle. Amen, not after the battle, before the battle. Number two, God is gracious enough to put an alarm in your spirit, prepare you for the fast before the enemy comes. Amen. And then point number three, Lord have mercy. God is going to fight for us, hallelujah, because it's his battle, but we still have to go and confront it. Ooh, my God, Suki. We still have to go and stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can fast all we want to fast, but we still have to confront the situation. We are fasting for a backbone. And we are fasting to confront the enemy for what he is trying to tear down. Woo! Confronting the enemy for holding us down. My God, and while God is working on us, he's working on them. What a word. What a pastoral word. Girl, you're a pastor. You bring some pastoral sermons here. Glory be to. Sometimes I listen to you and I have to ask the Lord, God, I say, God, am I that good? Am I that good the way you use Pastor Erica? But we know it's all him moving through our personalities. What a word. What a word. beloved, on this, our second day of fasting. And as Pastor Erica shared with us, she said, for us to reach our supernatural capacities, we have to be supernaturally endowed. There go the fasting. There go the fasting right there. My God, I'm pumped up. I'm pumped up. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Fasting means to shut the mouth as to abstain from food. That's the definition of fasting. When you break fast, let me eat my breakfast, you partake of food. You eat when you break your fast. But when you fast, you abstain from food. Glory be to God. Fasting, in its simplest definition, means to abstain from food for spiritual purposes. I heard somebody say it means turning off the TV. No, no, that ain't fasting. You need to turn that TV off anyhow to help you focus. You need to turn some of that social media and stuff down anyhow, but that's not fasting. Fasting means you abstaining from food, not from TV. Glory be to God. Amen. But we want to thank God, amen, for this timely word, beloved. Amen. As Pastor Erica said, if you wasn't, amen, impressed on day number one, maybe you can jump in today, amen, and join us, amen, on this global movement, amen, hallelujah, beloved. As we said in the beginning, it was food that Satan used to bring man into bondage. Isn't that amazing? When Satan wanted to bring man into bondage, he didn't use, amen, a car. He didn't use money. He didn't use drugs, but he used food when he deceived Eve. Huh? You see why he don't want you to sacrifice? Because that's your breakthrough. My God, thank you, Pastor Erica. My God, that was awesome. That was awesome. Well, I'm so full on this one. Thank you. Pastor Erica, come back and take about 60 seconds or so and give us the updates. Announcements, what's going on in your part of the world, what you would like for our global audience and our listening audience to know.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Before I get to that announcement, the Holy Spirit said that he's going, sometimes the scariest part of confronting is opening up your mouth. Amen. I've been there. I'm sure you all have been there whenever God has led you to confront something. God, sometimes we get shaky. We start stuttering because we're trying to find the words to say. God said he is anointing you even right now on when and how to open up your mouth. He's going to give you the words to say. God is preparing you. He's giving you a backbone. He's giving you a backbone to when the time of confrontation comes, you will have a backbone like never before. You will be confident in your speech. You will be confident in your speech. You will be confident in the God you serve. You will put one foot in front of the other and look it in the face and confront it in love and in humility. In confidence and love and humility, God is preparing you even right now, strengthening your back, strengthening your head. You won't be getting any headaches from this, losing any sleep over this. God is going to strengthen the words that he puts in your mouth to say when it comes to that time. In the name of Jesus, take it and receive it by the power of the living God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The announcement I have for all of you this morning, Pastor Bradford, I believe, has been willing to join me for the Pastors and Leaders Conference, the Pastors and Leaders Getaway to Orlando, Florida, May 1st to May 8th. It is going to be a week's worth of amazing fun. I don't know when's the last time Life Word Jesus got together outside of the brunch Pastor Bradford just gifted us. But if you would like to join me and Pastor Bradford and a few other ministries,
We are going to Orlando, Florida, May 1st to May 8th. It's going to be a time of connection. It's going to be a time of fun, a time of team building and team leadership. If you are a pastor on the line and if you have your own ministry and you would like to join in with us, this is open to you as well. The first few days, we're going to be spending time at Walt Disney World, and then Thursday to Saturday, we are going to be at the International Leaders Summit, which is held by the Potter's House. Bishop T.D. Jakes is going to be a plethora. It's going to be various speakers that day. It's a three-day event, so it's going to be multiple speakers to help us in our leadership. And that's not just a pastor. That's a leadership in your home, in your marriage, in your business. So for those of you who are entrepreneurs or business savvy or spouses or need leadership in any facet of your life, that's happening at the ILS Summit. On that Sunday, we will be having church together, and then we're coming home on that Monday. So we're getting into Florida Monday, May 1st, and we're leaving Florida May 8th. Amen. A deposit of $275 is due within 2 weeks just to secure your spot. And that's just for one person. If you want to bring a team of 3, 5, or 10 people, it does get cheaper. So just a deposit today of $275 will secure your spot. It will get you into the three-day ILS Summit. And then your hotel stay, that can be paid in installments. It goes up as high as $800 for one person, and that's for a whole 8 days. You can get a room to yourself for $800. That's like $100 a day. But that's the highest goes. So if you, Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, would like to join your pastor, Dr. Apostle Alfreda Bradford, and myself and a few other ministries on this team getaway, this leadership getaway, if you say, you know what, it's been a minute, I haven't done anything for myself, it's been a minute, I don't remember the last time I've been out of the city, I need a break, I could use this time of being around my pastor and around some other leaders, please don't hesitate to sign up. If you're interested, you can text me or call me, email me for that. Also, the website is www.mm-intl.org. Once again, www.mm, as in Mary, Mary-intl.org. You can also go on there to research it as well. That's all I have for today. Thank you for your time.
Amen, and thank you for sharing, and thank God for using you. Thank God for the announcements. Amen. And beloved, that information also will be posted on our website at lifewordjesusamen.org. If you're listening for the first time today, we invite you to, amen, take a look at the lifewordjesus.org. Amen. For more information pertaining to our ministry, amen, contacting our Pastor Erica, amen, and information on our upcoming retreat. Amen. And amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. All right, saints. Amen. Glory be to God. Today is day number 2 of our fasting. Amen. Our corporate prayer petition remains the same as it was for yesterday. For the first 3 days, we are going to be doing self-examination. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Asking the Lord for purification, confessions, you know what I mean, beloved, and rededication, whatever we need to do. Whatever we need to do, amen, to stand straight with the Lord, amen. So that is going to be our corporate prayer petition. We ask that you will meet us, amen, at the prayer altar at 12 o'clock and then back at 9 o'clock. Tomorrow night, Wednesday night Bible study, we're going to have questions on fasting, okay? We're going to be talking about fasting tomorrow. We're going to open up the lines. If you have any questions at all pertaining to fasting, bring them tomorrow night at 8 p.m. for our Wednesday night Bible study, and we're going to have an open forum, amen, for fasting on Wednesday. This Friday night at 9 p.m. is our Bring Your Own Praise Party. It's the first one for 2023, amen, 9 o'clock, amen, on Friday, amen. So set your clock, set your calendars, and, beloved, bring somebody to the party.
Y'all know when you was out there in the world, y'all didn't go to the party by yourself that often. You was always dragging somebody to the party. Then, well, guess what? Drag them to the Lord's party, too. They'll be happy they got there. They'll be happy to be there once they get there. Amen and amen. All right. Today is tomorrow will be number 3, Lord's willing. Amen. On our third day of fasting. Amen. And we want to thank God for our minister that's going to come and share with us. Amen. On tomorrow. Meet us at 5 o'clock a.m. tomorrow morning on social media. Amen. At the morning altar. And then back here at the breakfast table. Amen. In Jesus' name. I believe that is it. I believe that is it. Glory be to God. If you're listening today, you want additional information, amen, you can hear the replay of this message. You can visit our website, amen. Pastor Erica gave you the information for the website for the retreat, but we're going to ask her to post that on our website also, amen. Glory be to God. And I think that's it. Amen. Everybody have a good day, a fantastic day, Father God, as we go out today, stay in today, whatever we do today, bless us. Beloved, some of you might have had a hard time yesterday with your fasting. I don't know if you went with the Daniel's fast. Don't know if you went with the absolute fast, whatever fast. But I want you to know it gets easier as you go. Third day, amen, it gets very, very easier. Amen. Glory be to God. So keep going. Don't let the devil use food to trick you out of your blessing like he did with Eve. Don't let the devil tell the devil he got to come better than that. He got to come better than that. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Father God, we thank you for using Pastor Erica in such a spectacular way on today. Oh, Father God, that we still got to go and confront the situation, but don't worry about it. It's already handled. Father, thank you. Thank you. Through fasting. Fasting gave us the backbone to do, Father God, what we've been running away from, what we've been trying to cover up, what we've been wishing would go away. So we say thank you, Father. Thank you. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you for the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and add no sorrow to it. Now, Satan is defeated and darkness is dispelled and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen again. Everybody, walk in the blessing because, hallelujah, the blessing of the Lord, it is here. Amen. God bless you. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia, signing out.
When you've done all you can, man, seems like it's never enough. Stand, watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. Tell me, how do you handle guilt of your past? Tell me how. Given your own day, seems like you can't make it. After you've gone through.